There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
On a city street, a poster for a boxing match at St. Nicholas Arena. The main event, Bully Jackson versus Consilio. A headline in the sports section, Bully Jackson tries comeback tonight. Bully looking in a mirror.
In this corner of the universe, a prize fighter named Bully Jackson, 183 pounds and an hour and a half away from a comeback at St. Nick's Arena. Mr. Bully Jackson, who by the standards of his profession is an aging, over-the-hill relic of what was, and who now sees a reflection of a man who has left too many pieces of his youth in too many stadiums for too many years, before too many screaming people. Mr. Bully Jackson, who might do well to look for some gentle magic in the hard-surfaced glass that stares back at him.
Behind him, a small boy sits and looks over at him while chewing gum. The boy gets up and pretends to box with Bully.
Feeling good, Bully? Feeling sharp? Take a tiger tonight,
hey,
huh, Bully?
Take a tiger. I'm going to take a tiger, Henry. I'll give him a left and a right and one to the stomach and then pick him up by the tail and throw him right up into the ninth row.
You're looking good, Bully. You're looking sharp.
You going to watch?
You fooling. I'd yell so loud you'd hear me all the way to St. Nick's.
Bully looks back in the mirror.
You know, a fighter don't need a scrapbook, Henry. And you want to know what he's done, where he's fought? You read it in his face. He's got the whole story cut into his flesh.
Pointing to the bridge of his nose.
St. Louis, 1949. Guy named Sailor Levitt. Real fast boy.
A little further down his nose.
And this. Memorial Stadium, Syracuse, New York, Italian boy. Fought like Henry Armstrong, all hands and arms, just like a windmill all over you. First time I ever got my nose broke twice in one fight. And then moved south, Henry.
Below his left eye.
Miami, Florida. Boy got me up against the ring post. He did this with his laces.
Henry looks down.
Tired old man. Tired old man trying to catch a bus. And the bus is already gone. Left a couple of years ago. Arms heavy. Like rubber, short of wind, one eye almost gone. And there I go, running down the street trying to catch that bus to glory.
Bully grabs his jacket and his bag.
Bully, you are gonna catch a tiger tonight. I'm gonna make a wish. I'm gonna make a big, tall wish. And you ain't gonna get hurt none either. You hear, Bully? You've been hurt enough already. And you're my friend, Bully. You're my good and close friend.
Bully walks out of the room. Goes down the stairs, at the bottom of which a woman waits for him.
You're quite a boy there, Francis. You got quite a boy. Talks like a little old man, you know.
I'm his good and close friend. That's what he tells me. Real, real intense. I'm his good and close friend.
Well, you're good to him, Bully. Real good. Taking him to ball games all the time, taking him for walks. Take care of yourself, Bully. Don't get hurt none.
I'll work hard trying not to.
Henry comes down the stairs.
I'm gonna make a wish, Bully. I'm gonna make a wish nothing happens to you. So don't you be afraid, Bully. Understand? Don't you be afraid.
His mother takes him aside. Bully smiles.
Bully, that boy's got you in a shrine.
A scared old man who don't remember nothing except how to bleed? I don't fit no shrines, Francis. But you tell him, Francis, you tell him how much I'm obliged to him for his wish.
He's all the time wishing. Why, just the other night he...
What?
Oh, I needed $15 for the rent. Henry said he was going to make the big, tall wish. That's the biggest wish, the big, tall wish. He don't waste that on just anything. That's what he calls the most important kind. That was last Friday. And a woman I did some nursing for on the island sent me a check. A check for $15.
Little boys. Little boys with their heads full up with dreams. And when do they find out, Francis? When do they suddenly find out that there ain't any magic? When does somebody push their face down on the sidewalk and say to him, hey, little boy, it's concrete. That's what the world is made out of, concrete. When do they find out that you can wish your life away?
Good luck tonight, Bully.
Sure, sure, Francis.
We'll be waiting for you.
Tell him I'll see him later.
He goes outside, passing a man on the stoop.
Hey, Bully. Good luck, baby. You can take it. Take it from me.
Best of luck, Bully. We'll be watching.
A passing pedestrian shakes his hand. Henry waves at him from the window. Bully gives him a wave, and Henry smiles. At the arena, Bully with his trainer and a man in a business suit.
All right, Bully. Feels okay? Feels good, Joe, thanks. He's all ready.
Well, butt it out, will you, Thomas? I want to breathe.
Well, you hired me for the night, Bully baby. It's a package deal. Me and the cigar.
Look, I said butt it out.
Feisty little old man. The older they get, the louder they talk, and the more they want, and the less chance they got to get it.
How'd I get you tonight?
Oh, I'm a bargain, Bully. I'm an expert on has-beens.
I seen your boys. Catches, aren't they? Guarantee 2 rounds each. Shovel them in, shovel them out, sew them together for the next time.
Well, that's the only way to do it, champ. A month or so from now, maybe I'll sign you at the back door. Why not? You're long gone, Bully. You've had it. Wait till after tonight. You'll want to get in the stable, too. All you have to do is guarantee 2 rounds. 2-3 prelims every month. Why, you can do that standing on your head. Can't you?
I thought the smell came with the cigar. You wear it all over you. You stink, Thomas.
You tell him, champ. You tell him.
Jackson, 10 minutes.
He'll be there.
Hey, what about tonight? What do I watch out for? I only seen this boy fight once. That was a couple of years ago.
I ain't never seen him.
You watched him fight. You seen him fight 6-7 times in the past year. You piece of garbage.
Pulling him up by the lapels.
You're betting on him, aren't you?
Well, ain't. Now hold it, champ.
It ain't enough. He sells flesh by the pound. He comes in here for a dirty 20 bucks, supposed to help me, and then bets on the other guy. Well, I may be a bum upstairs in another 10 minutes, but right now I'm going to fight a beautiful first round.
Now you touch me, Bowley, and I'll have you up for 10 years. I swear to you, Bowley, I'll fix your wagon good. Now you lay off of me, you're coming.
Bowley lands a right hook into the wall.
Let me look at that. See that? Wasn't enough spotting him all those years, Bowley. It wasn't enough, huh? You gotta go in the ring with 4 busted knuckles.
Okay, Jackson, you're on.
Well?
Well, nothing. Let's do it.
The trainer pulls a boxing glove onto Bowley's left hand.
Oh, poor little Henry Temple. Giving him 2 strikes on all this magic. 2 strikes. Booze. Nothing.
Grimaces as the glove goes onto his right hand.
There ain't no such thing as magic.
Bowley walks out towards the boxing ring. A spectator punches one hand into the other. Another grasps onto their neighbor's arm. Another holds up her hands over her eyes. Another munches on popcorn. Another, with hands in lace gloves over her eyes.
There's another left, another right.
A man puts a toothpick in his mouth. Bowley absorbs punch after punch. Henry and his mother watch on TV.
Bowley Jackson is definitely hurt.
Francis shakes her head. Henry continues with a silent wish. The action in the ring freezes, as does the motion of each spectator. Now it is Joey Consilio on the floor. Action resumes. Consilio's handlers attend to him, while, with his fist extended up in the air, Bowley is declared the winner. He steps between the ropes out of the ring. In his dressing room.
You done dandy, Bowley.
Hey, Joe. Mm-hmm. You were wrong. Just bruised, I guess, huh? Jeez, it hurt like anything, but somebody said I got him with it. Couldn't have been broken after all.
Well, who said it was?
You said. Jeez, felt like it, too. could feel the knuckles coming right up through the bandages. Could have sworn it was broke. And then when he knocked me down, I...
What? When he what?
When he knocked me down, Joe. When he knocked me down. I don't even remember getting up. The next thing I knew, there he was at my feet.
We must have been in different arenas together. You didn't get knocked down, Bowley. You was never off your feet.
I wasn't?
No. You carried this one all the way, baby.
Joe, I wasn't off my feet? I didn't go down?
Read about it in the papers. Good night, old timer. I'm proud of you.
Joe walks out. Bowley holds on to his right hand. Later, on the sidewalk.
Beautiful, Bowley. Beautiful. You were just great, man. Just
you
wonderful.
You were great, Bowley. We've seen great. You on television. You were
wonderful. Great. You clobbered him, baby. You clobbered him. That was a right. That was a real right.
Bowley goes up the stairs to his building. Goes up to the roof, where Henry is watching a rabbit in a cage.
What do you say, Henry Temple?
You are a tiger, Bowley. You are a real tiger.
Did it look okay?
Just like a champ.
Hey, you know something? That boy must have hit me so hard it knocked all the hurt right out of me. I don't remember a doggone thing, Henry. You know, I must have really been punchy there for a second because I thought he had me on my back. And there I was, lying there looking up at the ref, waving his arm down on me, staring at the light, blinking my eyes. But that must have been some kind of a dream or something, because...
Henry turns and walks back toward the rabbit cage.
Henry. Henry, I never went down. I was never off my feet. Henry, I never went down.
Henry shakes his head, still facing the cage.
Henry, was I? Was I on my back and on my way out?
Henry slowly nods his head. Bowley turns and walks away.
Nobody remembers it.
Nobody at all except me. I thought it happened, but it didn't. I thought I was lying there on my back being counted out, and everybody tells me that...
Henry walks up to him.
Bowley, I made the big wish then. I wish it was never knocked down. I just shut my eyes and I wish real hard. It was magic, Bowley. We had to have magic then. Had to, Bowley. Nothing
kid,
left
don't
for
you
us
know
then.
There ain't no magic.
Had
there ain't
to make
no
a
magic
wish.
Or wishing or nothing like that.
You're too big to have nutsy thoughts like that. You're too big to believe in fairy tales.
If you wish hard enough, Bowley, it'll come true. If you wish hard enough,
somebody got to knock it out of you, don't they? Somebody got to take you by the hair and rub your face into the world till you get the taste and feel of the way things are, don't they?
He kneels on the floor and puts his hands on Henry's shoulders.
Listen, kid, I've been wishing all my life. You understand, Henry, I got a gut ache from wishing, and all I got to show for it is a face full of scars and a head full of... memories of all the hurt and misery I've had to live with and sleep with all my miserable life. Crazy kid, you trying to tell me you wished me into a knockout? You trying to tell me it was magic that made me get up off my back? You're a little kook, Henry. That's what you are.
Standing up.
How'd I ever get mixed up with you anyway? I ain't got enough trouble. I gotta get mixed up with some dopey kid who thinks...
If you don't believe, Bowley, it won't be true. That's the way magic works.
Listen. Listen.
Kneeling again.
Ain't no magic. No magic, Henry. I had that fight coming and going. I had it in my pocket. I was the number one out there, and it was me who done it. Me, Bowley Jackson. Hitting and slugging and winning. Winning.
He hugs him.
Henry, I can't believe I'm too old. And I'm too hurt to believe. I can't, boy. Just can't. Now, Henry, there ain't no such thing as magic.
God help us both. I wish there were.
Bully, you got to believe.
I can't.
You got to believe. You got to believe.
I can't.
Please.
I can't.
Please believe.
I can't.
In the ring again, action frozen, with Consilio on the floor. Action resumes, Bowley on the floor. He raises his head up, then lowers it back to the floor. His handlers attend to him, while, with his fist extended up in the air, Consilio is declared the winner. He steps between the ropes out of the ring. Bowley walks home. On the sidewalk, pedestrians stand silent as he walks past. He approaches the stairs to his building.
You should have stood in bed. How come you didn't use your right?
He continues up the stairs. Goes inside. Stops and turns toward the door to Henry's apartment. Francis opens the door.
He's in bed, Bully.
Can I see him?
Sure. I expect he's waiting for you. Bowley, I'm real sorry.
He goes into Henry's bedroom. Henry, lying in bed, looks up at him. Bowley sits down on the edge of the bed.
I pulled a rock, Henry. I threw a punch before I should have. Hit a wall, busted my knuckles. I went in with half my artillery gone.
You look like a tiger, even so. You look like a real tiger. I was proud of you, Bowley. I was real proud.
Bowley leans down and kisses him. He stands up and starts toward the door.
Bowley?
Now you go to sleep. Tomorrow we'll go to a hockey game. And we'll get some hot dogs in the park, me and you.
Sure thing, Bowley. That'll be nice. Bowley, I ain't gonna make no more wishes, Bowley. I'm too old for wishes. And there ain't no such thing as magic, is there?
I guess not, Henry. Or maybe... maybe there is magic. And maybe there's wishes, too. I guess the trouble is, there's not enough people around to believe. Good night, boy.
Good night, Bowley.
Mr. Bowley Jackson, 183 pounds, who left a second chance lying in a heap on a rosin-spattered canvas at St. Nick's Arena. Mr. Bowley Jackson, who shares the most common ailment of all men, the strange and perverse disinclination to believe in a miracle. The kind of miracle to come from the mind of a little boy, perhaps only to be found in the Twilight Zone.
Credits. Directed by Ronald Winston. Written and narrated by Rod Serling. Produced by Buck Houghton. Executive producer for Cayuga Productions, Rod Serling. Starring Ivan Dixon and Stephen Perry, with Kim Hamilton, Walter Burke, Henry Scott. Music by Jerry Goldsmith. Director of Photography, George T. Clemens. Production Manager, Ralph W. Nelson. Art Directors, George W. Davis, Merrill Pye. Assistant Director, Kurt Newman. Film Editor, Bill Mosher. Set Decorations, Henry Grace, Keo Gleason. Sound, Frank Milton, Philip Mitchell. Titles and Opticals, Pacific Title. Copyright 1959 by Cayuga Productions, Inc. Filmed at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. Audio description by Lou Lasher.